So yeah, choices. We all have a lot of choices, and some of them that we make are good, some are bad, and some of them that we make, others may wonder what you were thinking at the time. Let me give you an example. Does anyone see my shoes? They're huge. They're platform Crocs. Some of you might ask, why did anyone choose to do that? Well, you would have to adjust the microphone again if I took them up. So, just so those are back. So I've always been a thrill seeker, always. An adrenaline junkie, if you will. When I was little, I would climb to the highest bar on the monkey bars. I would swing as high as I could. I would get on whatever rides I was tall enough to ride. And then as a young adult, there was more things that I was interested in doing, but I couldn't exactly get my parents to sign off on them. And then once I was 18 and I could start truly taking my life into my own hands, I made awesome choices. Not just thrill seeking, but I did things. I went skydiving. I rode every single ride because by this point, thank goodness, I was tall enough. I did all the extra things at the amusement parks that you have to pay an arm and a leg to do extra, but I wanted to do it. Oh. And then I decided to take another really, really thrill-seeking adventure, and that was getting married. And that worked out. That was not seem like a good idea at the time. That's not my story. In fact, he's right there 19 years next month. Yeah. And we did what many, many newlyweds do. We went on honeymoon. And we took our honeymoon in Hawaii. And we spent a week on the big island in Kona, and we did lots of thrill-seeking things there. We did parasailing, we did snorkeling, and my wonderful husband will take part in some of my shenanigans, but not all. So remember that. And then after a week, we flew over to Maui to spend some time there, and I had heard of something called the Road to Hana. I see some of you nodding. So if you know what that is, it is just as it sounds. It's literally a road to a very small town called Hana. And it's considered to be one of the most beautiful drives in the world, also considered to be one of the scariest, depending on what your fears are. And if you went straight through, it's about 50 miles, but there's so many wonderful places you can stop and just gawk at God's artwork. And there's areas where, for example, National Geographic had photographed theirs. They said scenes from Jurassic Park were used with some of the waterfalls. And then we made it. Getting there wasn't bad. And then past the town of Hana, about 10 miles, there's a place called the Seven Sacred Pools. That sounded exciting. So we went there, and you have to hike back to it. We did. And when we got there, there were some other people there swimming, but of course it's all at your own risk. There's no lifeguards, nothing like that. And we had been swimming for a while, and in Hawaii you've got to be careful of the underwater volcanic rock too. So I felt pretty secure in the area that we'd been swimming in, and I noticed a young woman jumping off of a cliff. So, seemed like a good idea at the time. And I told my husband, I'm going to go do that. And he said, you have fun. So I wasn't exactly expecting a ladder and then a diving board. But what I hadn't anticipated was how, well, rocky the terrain was and how treacherous it could be to get up there. And it was quite a hike to get up there. So I'm in a swimsuit and bare feet. And I was really shook by the time I got to the top. I mean, my nerves were fried. There had been several times I thought I was going to fall, I was going to hurt myself, and I'm starting to think, you know, when it comes to being an adrenaline junkie, there's foolish things that you can do. There's, I guess, brave things, if you want to call them brave. To me personally, I'd just like to point out that what my beautiful niece did here tonight, that to me is great. So I was being foolish. We're going to go with foolish. So I got up there, and it was a lot higher than I had expected. And again, wasn't expecting a diving board, but the edge of the cliff was shaped in a way that there was only room for 1 foot. So, and you had to get kind of a running start to get off of it, because you had to propel yourself out far enough so you don't hit the other cliffs that are on lower levels. My husband attempted to videotape for me, ran the battery. Wasn't going to happen. I just kind of stood up there. He couldn't really hear me. You know, he's kind of like, okay. And there were a few other people that had started to do this. And the young woman that I had saw jump first, she was back up there, I think, for maybe her third time since I had been up there. So she was well aware that I had just kind of been standing there. And she questioned, you know, what, you okay? Do you need some help? I said, well, this is just not what I anticipated it being. I really don't want to climb back down that hill because my feet are bleeding and I'm hurting and I'm scared. And that was really hard to admit, but it felt like maybe something was happening. And she informed me that you could hike down to just a little bit of a lower level that maybe wouldn't seem as frightening. So that's what I did. Got down to the lower level, and I jumped. I did it. I lived. Did I do it from the highest cliff? No. But I did jump from a cliff. Did I dive? No. It was a very much not graceful throwing myself off. But what I'm going to tell you now is going to sound sad, but hear me out. So, it was not funny when I got out of the water. My husband will attest to that. It was not funny. So, when I got out, I felt like something had snapped in my brain, for lack of better terms. And oh my goodness, the drive back into, like, the road to Hana back. Oh, that was so bad, because on the way there, we were against the cliff, and I was still okay upstairs, and it's gorgeous, and it's lovely. And on the way back, you're on that outside. So it's, and there's not great guardrails there. So I remember that was the first time that my husband yelled at me, because I was panicking. He said, I love you very much, and I'm so glad to be married to you, but please. So I pretty much closed my eyes for the whole ride back. And I'll tell you, for a while, I still really can't. I couldn't even take the top row of an IMAX theater. And I definitely didn't ride any roller coasters for a few years. I did. I tried it out later. I'm able to do them. I love my roller coasters. But I'll tell you, I have a really, really strong faith. And to me, the Lord definitely works in mysterious ways. And I don't believe that things happen to you. I believe they happen for you. And for me, I feel like this was a wake-up call from God saying, all right, knock it off. You've had your fun. It's time to stop being foolish and brave, that intermingled relationship there, and realize that you've committed your life to another person. And just risking your life whenever you feel like it probably isn't a good idea at the time when you have a husband and now I have children. But it does have a happy ending, because I am pleased to announce that I can still ride any roller coaster you throw on my path as long as I'm tall enough to.